From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to talk on the radio about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Morgan Sexauer. Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday. How you doing, Morgan?
Good. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
What do you do at the U?
I actually study neuroscience, and then I have minors in philosophy and public policy. I work in Dr. Torsten Falk's lab, where we study novel treatment methods for Parkinson's disease. The main problem with the gold standard therapy option is a dopamine replacement, levodopa. And after prolonged use, many people develop levodopa-induced dyskinesia, which are these sometimes debilitating large involuntary movements. So we really work at targeting how to deal with levodopa-induced dyskinesia, and then we also have some neuroprotective studies going on as well. Levodopa, it actually gets converted into dopamine within the brain. Essentially, it replaces the dopamine that you lose after these neurons have died. But the problem with this replacement is that you eventually get a lot of maladaptive induced plasticity, and then this leads to the levodopa-induced dyskinesia that we see. Essentially, the reason you develop Parkinson's is because the death of those dopaminergic neurons. So you need to replace that lost dopamine, and that's what the levodopa does. My lab focuses on how to treat this levodopa-induced dyskinesia, as well as protect the neurons that are lost in Parkinson's. Levodopa therapy, the gold standard, has been shown to reduce these motor symptoms, and then you eventually develop those large involuntary movements. So our goal is trying to better that treatment option in general. And we actually published a paper with preclinical evidence where we used sub-anesthetic doses of ketamine, which showed anti-dyskinetic effects, and it's gained a lot of clinical interest.
Why are you researching this?
When I got to U of A, I really wanted to study addiction. So I was super impacted and fascinated by mood disorder research in general. The lab was dealing with plasticity within the dopaminergic system, which has a lot to do with mood disorders as well as addiction research. And I think finding better therapy options is so key, especially I'm actually writing my thesis on a more broad topic about hallucinogenic research altogether as a review. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the way that we handle things like suicidality, I think is like, it's crazy to give someone an SSRI that's going to kick in within 4 to 6 weeks when they're experiencing suicidal ideation. So things like ketamine show a really huge promise in a fast-acting agent for these things. So I think the reset button that we see with ketamine in terms of Parkinson's and how successful it's been in addiction, I think is key to bettering our healthcare system.
Tell me more about your thesis. I mean, this is Thesis Thursday.
So my actual thesis is on more of a broad topic. I'm really fascinated with where the world of hallucinogenic research is headed, as I have been inspired by the firsthand success that I've seen with our ketamine research. So I decided to write a literature review about the neurological mechanisms of ketamine, psilocybin, LSD, and DMT, and then kind of close with what these mechanisms mean in terms of their therapeutic potential.
So much new ground to be broken. I'm so glad that you're on the forefront and doing this research right now. Thank you
so much.
Morgan, what are you going to do after you graduate?
I eventually plan on hopefully getting a PhD, but for now, I really want to take a gap year to kind of figure out exactly what I want to be doing with that PhD. So I plan on taking this gap year and hopefully getting some kind of like clinical coordinator job possibly, or volunteering with some kind of nonprofit, hopefully a rehab center, and kind of seeing if I like that more field work experience, because I loved my experience in the lab, but I kind of want to see what that research experience can do for me.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I listen to a wide variety of music, alternative stuff, and then a little bit of jazz and soul music, and then also a little bit of rap and hip hop music as well. I've been listening to a lot of Bjork, Herbie Hancock. I love Erykah Badu always, and then the Funkadelics as well.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good mix right there. Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.